Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
She's a senior lecturer of chemical sciences at the Faculty of Science and one of the speakers during the upcoming Spring Week series. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Erin Nalitau, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I love what you want to talk about, the unrealized potential of sand. We've got sand. Right. We've got plenty of sand.
That's true.
What is sand?
Sand is basically a silicon dioxide, really, and various forms of that. So There's a lot of processes that go on. The basic sand is silica, and if you add different
sand
conditions,
at the beach you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And so that's with shells and mollusks and bits of this and that, and wouldn't you? Okay, right, good.
Yeah, they contain other elements as well. And so the basic silica is just silicon and oxygen, those two elements, and that's it. And different processes will force them to different forms. So they change the way that they bond. And so you can have different rocks and things like that. So
glass?
That's right.
Well, that's freaky the way that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, so volcanic, when you have a really high temperature in a volcano, over like 1500 degrees centigrade, you end up with a new type of sand, basically, or a new type of rock.
Which is lava. Is that lava?
What I'm talking about is called cristobalite.
Ah, okay.
So it has obsidian in it, and it gives it this sort of black color that you see.
Obsidian's pretty cool, eh? Obsidian's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And so why haven't we realized the potential of sand, and what is it?
I think we are realizing the potential of sand. I mean, the main use of sand is in the construction industry, so bringing it together to make cement and bricks and that kind of thing.
Right,
and
so basically turning it back into what it was once, sort of, doing the job that it used to do once. Is that right?
Sure, yeah. Building things, constructing.
Yeah.
But I think my angle on this is actually more from the perspective of breaking it down into the silicon in there and using that silicon element to make new materials. So silicon, as we all know, is used in our electronic devices.
It's kind of magic. Can you explain to people how what makes it so special, silicon?
Silicon, when you put it together in its elemental form, or you link it together as in, if you think of a string of beads or of pearls or whatever, and each of those pearls is a silicon atom, it gives it the semiconducting property. So it's really cool. If you add a little bit of impurities in there, you end up getting, you can conduct electricity in it.
We're sort of in the silicon age, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so, we're doing that through sand, or is that the unrealized potential of sand?
Well, we are already taking sand and refining it and extracting out the silicon to make that. But
so what's left afterwards? Extract out the silicon.
Well, in some of the processes, you end up with carbon dioxide as a byproduct, for example. What we're trying to do in our lab is to try and design polymers, which is a long chain of silicon linked together, that are robust. So one of the problems with linking silicon in a long chain is that the silicon-silicon bonds are quite weak. So if you want to compare that to a carbon-carbon bond, like what we see in plastics, it's not as robust. So what we're doing is actually putting bridges between the silicon atoms to help make them more robust.
And what's the plan for the future? What's the idea for the future, what are the freaky sort of out there ideas of what to do with sand?
Well, I think that's the beauty of this kind of research. It's very fundamental. In fact, we have no idea what the potential is. We think because there's semiconductors.
I appreciate your honesty there. Actually, good to hear a scientist say that.
Yeah. So we're doing fundamental chemistry in a new area, trying to link together different Earth-abundant elements, and we don't know what's going to happen at the end.
So when you say Earth-abundant, are you saying that we've got a lot of it?
There's a lot of silicon. Yeah. It's very Earth-abundant.
Yeah. Because someone texted in saying we're running out of sand.
That is...
Peak, have we reached peak sand?
That was big news in the last couple of years. Yeah, we're not running out of sand per se. We're running out of the sand that is being used in the construction industry.
How would we expect to get more of that sand then? Is it possible? Or is it something like if we wait 1,000 years, it'll be replenish itself?
Certainly there's a cycle, sand cycle. So if buildings...
I guess we used to think that about oil too. We used to think, oh, yeah, just take all that oil. There's heaps of oil, take it all. And someone would have said, no, you're taking all the oil. And, you know?
Yeah, certainly we're messing with the natural cycle of use.
Yes. But like I say, I appreciate your honesty. Yes.
But I would say for my application, we're not taking the sand that would be used for construction purposes. We're taking... sand that's not being used for that.
Right. And why is that sand not being used for construction purposes?
Because it's finer. And so for the construction industry, you need sort of a coarser sand that allows for it to interlock and be structurally sound when you use it in your application.
Yeah. Right. Now, the talk you're going to be doing, we'll be talking about that in detail. And but it's, you say it might be sold out. Is that right?
I'm not sure. Yeah, apparently there's record numbers for it.
Well, good job. So good job.
Want to figure out what.
It's on Wednesday the 21st at the General Library in room 109. Is it?
Building 109.
Building 109, room B10. B10.
Yeah.
Right now, will you be bringing sand with you? People see the sand you're talking about?
Well, no. You can
hold it up
outside.
Against other sand that they've got
to the
from
beach.
Their beach.
Yeah, just go to the beach and take a look.
But what about black sand? What about black sand?
Oh, black sand. Yeah, that's great. It's great that you have black sand here in New Zealand.
Yeah. How many countries
do? Why is it great? What's so special about it?
Because it's rare. It has magnetite in it, which is a type of iron, and that's what gives it its black color.
And is that special for just because it looks cool?
Yeah. Okay. It looks cool. It's
make
magnetic.
A dress out of it?
I mean, in Canada, where I'm from, we don't have black sand.
Is it? How many countries do have black sand?
Well, I think Hawaii you can see black sand, and here I don't know. I haven't explored where. But
I'm just going to say it's here in Hawaii.
Well, I tell you, I like how it looks, but on a hot summer's day, it's not so great.
Yeah,
so great.
You can burn your feet.
Oh shit! Yep.
I've definitely burnt my feet before.
Run up with a towel, like
what under your feet, like,
and then think, no, I'll make it. There's 20 meters there. It's only 20 meters.
So what you like? You think, oh, I'll just put on my jandals or my slides, and then the black
scalded
sand
stumps of knees. Just
yeah,
horrible. Yeah, awful. So you be careful if you're exploring that. Is there anything we can do to make sure that we don't destroy our the amount of sand that we have to use? Anything that the listeners can do? Any responsibility you can put on their shoulders?
Ooh. Well, maybe come up with some new ways to construct houses and buildings so that we're not using up all that.
Just so if you could just get that
solid
done.
Solid advice, yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you for coming in, Erin. Nice to talk to you, and good luck with the speech.
Thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.